I'm going to be picking up on that last verse that Neda just read to us. Verse 15, the Lord is my banner, or in Hebrew, Jehovah Nissi. And for a few moments, just before we really get into the Lord is my banner, I want to speak to those who've just been baptized on a kind of side point. And this is also a note for all of the church. So this incident that we've just been hearing about focuses on a chap called Moses. And Moses was around thousands of years ago. So Jesus was crucified and came to earth about 2,000 years ago. Even 1,000 years before that, we had Moses. And he was a leader of the Israelites. And this incident, we paint a picture in our minds of on the top of a hill, there's Moses, there's a figure, and he's got his arms raised up like that. And then in the bottom, the valley, there's a big battle going on between the Israelites and the Amalekites. And we're told that whenever Moses had his hands up, they were winning the battle. And when they dropped, they were losing the battle. Should we try this? So when I have my hands up, you give it a big whoop, whoop. Yeah, you clap, 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 clap. When my hands go down, let's have a boo, okay? Okay, cool. You're on form. I need three volunteers. I need three volunteers. Don't all jump at once. Yes, yes, you can come up. Yes. Yeah, okay, come up, come up, come up, come up. So who have we got so far? I thought I'd done three. Okay, Debs, you coming up as well? Nice. You weren't putting your hands up. I need one more brave volunteer. Yes, Joshua, come up here. Okay. Debs, I'm going to use you in the middle because I know that you've been doing your kind of gym thing, haven't you? And going to strong. So, as a church, we got blessed with loads of weights recently. These are 2 kilo weights. So what I want you to do, right, is to try and hold these 2 kilo weights as long as you possibly can out laterally, like that, yeah? Okay, how long do we think she's gonna be able to go for? Right, well, while she's doing it, let's give her a whoop, whoop and a clap. Woo, 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 keep on going, keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. Woo, 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 woo. Keep on going, Debs. Debs, woo, 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 this is good stamina, Debs. I wasn't expecting it to go on this long. This is good. Yes. Starting to get a bit heavy. Oh, it's all right. Okay, right, we'll just keep on going a bit more then. Come on. All day long. Okay, okay, right. Right, just keep on going. Keep on going. Like, this is... You're starting to feel it now. Starting to feel it now. I mean, you've impressed me already. No, no, you keep on going. Go, girl. Go, girl. Woo, woo, woo. Boo! 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 I'm joking. Okay, so, Josh, you get under one of her arms. Just rest your shoulder like that. And Lila, you do the other side. Now, look, like that, I reckon you could go all day long. Yeah? Amen? Okay, so with a bit of support under both arms, like Aaron and her underneath Moses' arms, go much, much longer. Friends, we are a church. We need one another. Just turn to your neighbor, say, I need you. You need me. Okay, well, let's give these guys a round of applause. Thank you. And we're in battles as Christians. We're in a big battle. But we never, ever, ever fight against flesh and blood. No, our battle is spiritual. So every day we're fighting against the world, the flesh and the devil. That's what the Bible says. So the world, you know, this constant battering of our senses when we step out the door. You need to conform. You need to conform to societal norms. You need to conform, 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 conform. Battling against the world. The flesh inside us, we just want more of the things that aren't very good for us. So we want more sweeties. We want more gaming. We want more time on the phone. We want more money. More, more, more. And then Even the devil, the Bible says that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. He's always on the go. He's always coming at us with lies. I heard some of the testimonies, believing lies. He's always going to try and trick us. He's a pest. And so we're in a battle. We need one another, and the Lord has blessed us wonderfully with his church. We're told in the church, we're given every spiritual blessing, and the Spirit is thicker than blood. We're a church together. Let's stand for one another. And I speak to the baptized as well. You haven't just been baptized as lone rangers. You've been baptized into a family. But now I want to come back to the Lord is my banner. And it would be easy when we think of Moses up on the top of this hill to kind of think that there's a bit of magic going on and it's all him. So some of the adults in here, you might remember Fantasia with Mickey Mouse. Yeah? And you remember, and he's doing his arms, there he is on the screen, and he's making the buckets and the broomsticks do their thing. There's a bit of magic there. But actually, that's not what's going on. And there's another image on screen of a famous painting from a German painter called Joseph von Fürich. And the battle almost blends into the background. It's just Moses and the Lord, and he's looking up at the Lord. And as he's got his hands raised, it's not about him. He knows it's not about him. His hands are raised in worship. It's about him and the Lord. And when his hands are raised, he's saying, Lord, I need you. I can't do this on my own. This makes no sense. I need you. All of my trust is in you. We need you. We need you. And he writes this down on a scroll. And he remembers it, and he makes an altar. He basically erects a big signpost where he's been praying. And the signpost reads, Jehovah Nissi. Can you say that to your neighbor? Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi. It means the Lord is my banner. And we know what a banner is. We've mentioned them a few times already today. The kids have been making small banners, kind of like little flags. Jehovah Nissi, Jesus will always be, I've said this, he'll always be my hope, and that's forever flying. But then banners are also quite large, and so we've got another one over here. So when we think of banners, we think of standards leading armies into battle. So if you can imagine, you are just about to go into a battle and you're really, really scared, but there's your leader, and it's a leader that you can look up to. And you know they're always going to lead the way and you feel safe around. And they're with you and they're going, charge like that. You get excited. You get pumped up. All of the fears that you once had, they go out the window because there's your leader and the banner is raised. But if you're in battle and the banner falls, then you start to worry because maybe your leader's down. The Lord is my banner. What does this mean for us? I think this means three things in our battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. And there are three things that change everything. First off, life can be confusing. Anybody ever found life confusing? Yeah, sometimes you just don't know whether you're coming or you're going, and you need a little bit of guidance. And sometimes in a battle, battles can be confusing. You can lose your footing. You could get hit on the head. You're just dizzy, you're dazed. And yet, in a battle, if you see the banner, then you have some guidance. You know which direction to keep on heading. And this banner of the Lord's is always flying overhead. Jesus has come to perfectly reveal God to us. And he's a speaking God. And we're told in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, fix your eyes upon Jesus. There's our slogan. Whenever he's there, wherever he's there, however you can, just fix your eyes on him because he recognizes your striving and he will meet you in your striving. He will provide guidance because our God is Jehovah Nissi. He's my banner when life is confusing. Secondly, when life feels hopeless, he's there. Just imagine you were in a battle, and not only do you see the banner go down, you might even see your leader running the opposite direction, shouting, Mummy, Mummy, retreat, retreat. Again, you're in all sorts of worry when that happens. But with Jesus, his banner is always flying high because he can't be defeated. He says, surely I am with you all to the very end of the age. This has got a bit wrapped up now, hasn't it? There you go. It's like a fishing rod. And when he's in the boat with his disciples and they are fearing for their lives because there's a great big storm, they ask the question, Lord, don't you care if we drown? And he gets up and says, peace, be still, because he cares for you. When you feel hopeless, he's there, he's present with you, he's present in this room right now. Can you feel his presence by the Holy Spirit? God is in the room. He's in the room and he wants you to know. He's there for you. He's your hope when you feel hopeless. And then finally, when you feel like a failure, and maybe you've spoken these words over yourself or you've had them spoken over you, you're a loser. Well, you're not. Because if you're in Jesus, then he's the victorious one. And you know the place, Jehovah Nissi, where they won that battle. Not only did they recognize this is the place where we won that battle, but when they made that altar, they were also making promises over future battles, over future victories. And 1,000 years later, Jesus comes to earth, and through his death and resurrection, he shows that he is victorious over those things that we battle every day, the world, the flesh, and the devil. He's the victorious one. So friends, if you've ever been called a loser, you are not. You are a winner. Because Jesus envelops you, and he loves you, and he's leading you with his banner. I wonder where he might be leading you today. I'm going to invite the worship team back up. And I'm also going to invite the prayer ministry team up to my left, your right. And on the theme of banner, Jesus will always be my hope. I don't know if you were to make one of these kids' banners right now, what you'd write. What do you need to hear from the Lord? Where are you feeling confused or hopeless? What would you write? I'm going to invite the prayer ministry team, if they feel led, to prophetically speak words of hope over those who are coming to receive prayer. And I'd really encourage you to receive prayer. Can I invite you to stand? In this next response block, having heard the testimonies, having heard of Jehovah Nissi, if you know that you've been giving in to some lies recently, then please come and receive prayer. Come and receive a prophetic word spoken over you, what the Lord wants to hear, some truth imparted into your life today. Right now, if you feel confused and you don't know which way to go, please come and receive prayer. The Lord wants you to know that he's with you right now in the room. He wants to be your guide. And if, God forbid, that even today you've woken up and you've spoken words over yourself which are harsh, whether you're seeing yourself as a failure and a loser, that's not who you are in the Lord. Come and receive prayer. He wants to remind you who you are in him, that you're more than enough, that you're beautiful, that he loves you.